Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now as training camp starts this week for the Falcons on Thursday. We'll be up there. A lot of other teams have reported over the weekend, even last week with the Hall of Fame game teams being in. We'll get to some NBA stuff, Hawks Summer League, and then otherwise in about 20 minutes, and then we'll get to the back page with Bo at 12:40.
Well, Andy, I thought I actually felt my soul leave my body yesterday. So, man, we down in Fort Lauderdale those weekends hanging out, and so flight coming home yesterday, and so I'm going to the seats, and I'm in the front, and then I have Sebastian in front. He's walking in front of me, and then there's Sebastian and Donna's behind, and then so I'm going to the seat. And all I hear is this woman's voice say, "Hey, Randy." I was like, whole soul just left. Like, the hell is this woman? I don't think I ever met her. But I'm like, who? I was like, hi.
You saw her when she said it?
No, I heard it.
You just heard it.
I heard it, and I turn and I see her. I'm like, hello? Not knowing who the hell this woman is. And so, very attractive young lady. So I'm like,
a lot of things going through your head.
A lot of things like, yeah. Oh, no. And so Donna comes, but like, hey, I was like, oh, Donna knows. Okay. Oh, I was like, thank God. I was like, dude, whole soul left. Like, what the hell is that? Like, because I know we live in Florida, but I did a lot of, I lived down there.
A lot of skeletons.
For a long time
Florida.
Down there. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Whole soul left. Just scared the blank. I was like, oh, God, who the hell is this woman, Randy? And so, like, her and Donna, they worked in the same company, but at different locations. But yeah, I was like, whoo, boy.
Perfect. Best case scenario.
Best damn case scenario, dog. I was like, there's no freaking way that I've been at the game too long. Not the game too long, man. I've been at the game too long to be somebody saying, hey, Randy, like that. Like,
right.
Hey, what up? Like,
hi. Say,
like, even, anyway, it's like, nice to see you, baby. Yeah. All right, you take it. Yeah. No, she does.
My son.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, that dude, boy. I was like,
my wife's
shook.
Right there.
Shook, Randy. Shook. Like, but it's crazy.
That all probably played out in less than 5 seconds.
Yes.
But the amount of thoughts that flooded through your mind, I bet time slowed down.
Yeah, man, I was like, whoo, I was freaked out. But I said it because you were talking about training camp. And I saw one of my old coaches. He was at the resort. He coaches for the Steelers. He's a tight end coach for the Steelers.
Oh, cool.
And so we were talking and everything. And he had me cracking up. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I told him about our thing we did on the show. We were talking about love somebody. Like Arthur Smith loves Johnny. He's like, man, Randy, he said Arthur was going to bat for this guy. He's like, you should have seen. He was just like, boom, we need them bump out here. Like he said all offseason before they got him. All he was like, he didn't go to bat for no, he was going to bat for them, Jonnu.
Wow.
I was like, get somebody that loves you like Arthur Smith loves Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, he does.
He
loves him. That's three times now that he's brought him to his team.
Yeah, man.
And I get it. Jonnu Smith's really good.
He's a good player, man.
And he finally got a chance to show it last year in Miami. Yeah. For the sake of Arthur Smith, the Steelers, and everybody involved, hopefully he does the same thing in Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's
a lot of pressure on that year.
A lot of pressure up there in Pittsburgh, PA, man. But, yeah, I was like, yeah, good to see you again. But, yeah, Fredo, because he was – like an interim coach when he first started getting the coaches. So he was like a GA with the tight ends down in Miami. So, yeah, he's been in Jacksonville, Cleveland, and everything. So it was good to see him finally getting, you know, somewhere stable. So hopefully they can win some stay because I like Fredo a lot.
Yeah, hopefully it goes well for him. And, you know, I don't know. But it's weird because they kind of consist of guys. Like, I always want to see Mike Tomlin do well.
Yes.
I always want to see good things from Mike Tomlin. I don't have anything against Arthur Smith. It didn't go well here. Part of it was, I think, his belief in himself may have been a little high at the time that he could get it done with quarterback play that just wasn't NFL standard. But, you know, by and large, I think the situation was what went wrong here with him. I never had a problem with him. I always liked talking to him and all that. But then there's Aaron Rodgers. It's like, I don't really want Aaron Rodgers to thrive.
But see, that's the thing about it. I can't
you know?
Do that.
I know it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, too, because you love Mike T. And, you know, I honestly don't know what to expect from
him. Neither do I.
I honestly don't know what to expect from him, but it's going to be interesting.
No doubt.
It's going to be interesting.
If nothing else, it's
going to be very, very interesting in Pittsburgh.
All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
With that guy.
NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Did a little Steelers there. Speaking of former Arthur Smith players, I saw that Desmond Ritter's brought in to compete for the third string job in Cincinnati.
Third string?
There you go.
Okay. Well, hey, hey, it's a job.
It's a job.
It's an NFL check.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Teams keep three now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's NFL, it's an NFL
competing
check.
With Logan Woodside, who I think was his
he
backup.
He was here. Yeah.
When he was a starter here.
Was it? Or was it?
I believe it was.
No,
well, it was.
No, it was
Heinicke, but Heinicke. Then Logan was the third guy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. 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 Well,
so now he's competing with the guy that was his third string when he was a starter here.
Because I thought, didn't he, like, kind of retire? We thought, I thought this offseason.
There was talks
there
that
was
he,
talks
might.
He might retire. But I mean, going back to, I don't know if he's from Cincinnati. I know he's one of the.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I know he's one of the most decorated quarterbacks at that school, if not the most decorated quarterback at that school. But yeah, I mean, opportunity knock, hello, and you get an opportunity to go up there. I mean, I don't want to throw it out there, but Joe gets hurt. And
who's the backup? Jake Browning?
Probably, because he's been there. Like he's been there forever.
Yeah,
but yeah, good for Desmond, man. Good for Desmond. He could beat out Logan Woodside.
He did once before.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He was handed the job. Yeah, he was handed. It really wasn't no competition.
Did you see the Eagles Super Bowl rings?
Yes.
They have 40 diamonds for the 40 points that they scored in the game. Also, apparently, like
the wings come out.
Wings pop out the side.
Yes.
Which now every championship ring has to have.
What is going to top it?
I don't know.
Because
how do you top it?
Because the thing about it is they get more and more year.
They get more complex.
More complex every,
year. Every
single year. So
it's going to transform into something.
I mean, literally.
It's almost a transformer.
It has a remote control to it or something.
Okay.
Like something.
Good.
You know, voice control or something. Because. Like this ring, I was like, I thought, okay, it's a beautiful ring. But when I saw the wings come out, I was like, well, damn.
Pretty cool.
What's next?
Yeah, what's next?
Yeah, man.
Well, I guess, all right, so like wings, obviously, for the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. You have to think of something like specific to your team, right?
Okay.
I mean, look, the Falcons are birds, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, but you can't
bigger
copy
wings,
that. You
a beak.
Or something, yeah, maybe a beak and wings.
And wings.
Yeah, or something like that. I have no clue, but I'm just saying, like, it's... Somebody's got to outdo that, you know. And you know, Jeffrey got that bread. So I'm sure that was a couple meal to get all the rings.
Yeah, sure.
Like that's not just one thing to get the players, but everybody gets a ring.
Right.
Mostly everybody in the building gets a ring. Now I'm pretty sure some aren't on the same level as the players' ring.
Right.
But they look like.
I think players, coaches. There's a certain
support staff.
There's a tier that gets diamonds.
Like. Well, yeah.
And then there's people in the building that get a ring, but they're not diamonds.
Yeah, they're like, you remember the Braves replica that Samson was sporting around? Yeah.
Well, then,
like
yeah,
that.
Then, right, yeah. Then there's a tier below that.
Yeah, yeah.
That gets those rings.
Yeah.
And then there's the rings they give out to the fans.
Yeah. 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 Oh, no. I'm talking about the replicas in building.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
like Miss Peggy, an accountant.
Yeah, she gets one, but it probably doesn't have diamonds in it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a replica. But her assistant, Kathy, don't get that.
No, she doesn't get anything.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's a beautiful ring, man. It is a beautiful, beautiful ring. And, you know, I mean, I don't see why they can't win another one. They're pretty damn good.
They're very good. Hey, we talked about this on Friday, pretty much predicted it was going to happen. Not that everyone didn't know it, but NFLPA president J.C. Treader removes himself from executive director candidacy and resigns from his current role. What a joke at the top of the NFLPA.
It's unbelievable, as we talked about it. I know people were having fun with the whole strip club using the company card and all that other stuff.
But that's the other guy,
yeah,
right?
But it was a whole lot more than that.
Been at Magic City.
Yeah, a lot more. He was at Tootsie's and everything like that. I heard Mike give it a blow by. I mean, that place will get you, all right? It will. I mean, it's just a different type.
If you're going to lose your job for blowing company money at an establishment.
Magic and Tootsie's.
At least he was here in Atlanta doing it.
And Tootsie's down in South Florida, because I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, two thumbs up on all that. If I had a third one, I'd put it up too. But, stop, Andy.
Oh.
But, yeah, I mean, it was – that was the – but it was so much more, man. It should be and you know, he should be ashamed of himself. He should be, because you're the head of we trust you. They elected you to be this president. I always still believe that a player who is a current player should be overall.
And ultimately, what these guys did was they had a conflict of – well – The other guy had a conflict of interest because of another position he held with another company.
Yes.
But
they agreed. They help teams find coaches.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So he's got that conflict of interest. But then they were also withholding information from the players that ultimately benefited the owners in contract negotiations.
So you mean to tell me?
What are you doing?
What the hell are you doing?
Are they getting a kickback or something, do you think?
I would not doubt it.
You know?
That's just it's a pathetic thing to happen.
Yeah, it's really sad.
When you talk about these players elected you.
Right.
To do this.
Yeah.
And I remember back in the – oh, God, it was a few years before he retired. If something had happened or whatever. But yet, you go out there, these players, who the hell vetted the guy anyways? You know what I mean? Like, it just seemed like he should have never had the job in the first place.
Right.
You know, if you go back and look at everything else with the companies and things he was working for. And so that's what got me was like, y'all elected this guy? You know, and you put these players, your teammates, in positions to go in and on your behalf, and then the players who represent your team elected this guy.
It does seem like an active player should be doing it.
I just think so.
Then, I mean, I guess you could call it's not a conflict of interest. It's an active interest in making sure that it gets negotiated correctly, because you benefit from it if it does.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know. These owners are savvy.
Yes, they are.
They're getting people in charge of these players. Like CJ McCollum being in charge of the NBA and having this double apron thing happen. Like
it looks bad on him.
It does.
You know, but you go back to this right here. You're telling me you're colluding with these owners. These owners are back channeling, talking about try to figure out a way where we can lower guaranteed money and all these different things in contracts, which is just jacked up, man.
It is. It's very bad. I don't know that it affected this guy. George Karlaftis got a 4-year extension with the Chiefs. $93 million, $62 million guaranteed.
Good for him. He's a good player.
He's really thrived.
He's an ascending player.
Yeah, he's a really nice
player. He's an ascending player. We talked last week. They got their big time guard, Trey Smith.
Locked up
for a long time. I saw they had these over-unders, and they were talking about Kelce projected at 650 yards. That's not good.
No.
Travis Kelce needs to be close to 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Or he always is.
Now, well, and that's the whole thing. Like, he's recommitted himself to fitness all those and all that things. Offseason.
No, Kelce needs to be.
Yeah, he's still
Kelce,
a go-to guy on that
yards?
Offense.
Oh, no.
If Travis Kelce has 600 yards, that offense is in trouble.
Yes, it is. If him? Yeah, no. Trav needs to be damn near 1,000.
Did they add any pass catchers?
I know they. Well, we don't know what the boy who got to go to jail. Rice, he's coming back anyways, because that's still a guilt. So what does the league do as far as suspension? And
right,
all those
he probably will get suspended
I think they got Hollywood Brown back.
Okay,
is Juju back? Juju still on the scene? And then they got the fast kid from Texas.
Yeah, Xavier Worthy, Sky Moore. They drafted a kid named Jalen Royals. They do have Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, there's Juju on there.
He is still
Juju
on the team.
Juju on that beat.
Yeah, he's
still on that beat.
Still on the team. And then Noah Gray backing up Travis Kelce at tight end. So yeah, I mean, not really.
But they got 15.
Yeah, right.
They have 15. Now their offensive line ain't no better than it was, especially that tackle spot. They're going to be in trouble anyway.
When they drafted Josh Simmons in the first round to be their left tackle, then everybody else is the same. Trey Smith signed, like you said. Creed Humphrey still there. So I don't know, man. I don't know. We will see. They're That's good. Great. Probably it's got to be the last run for Kelce, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. LeBron ain't retired for 2 more years. Ain't no way he's sharing the spotlight with CP.
I thought those guys wanted to be teammates for years.
They have been. I truly believe they have been trying.
By the way, you want to talk about guys that were good at being presidents of the Players Association.
There was none better.
Maybe none better than those guys getting done what they got done. All right, speaking of the NBA, we'll get into a couple of the headlines from the weekend. Summer league's over for the Hawks. They did lose a game finally, but some pretty good numbers from the young guys. You expect to be a part of the roster going into next year as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo, and we'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. A lot going down over the weekend. Obviously, training camp gets underway on Thursday for the Falcons. We will be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch outside in the heat amongst
people baby.
On Thursday. So your first opportunity to get up there. I think there's 11 open practices between Thursday and I think August 13th is the last one. Right. A couple of them are on the weekends, of course. So a couple of them are joint practices, too, later in the summer.
Who they got coming in?
I think it's the Titans.
Okay.
I want to say it's the Titans.
About right.
But, yeah, a couple of those will be open for fans as well. So hopefully we'll see a ton of you guys out there this year. Last year couldn't do it. So this year they'll be open. And obviously the enthusiasm leading into the year and chance to see Penix and everybody get out there on the field will be a lot of fun on Thursday.
Yeah, man. I think, this is just as passionate a fan base as there are in you know, in this league or whatever you want to say. And just to have them back out there, it's gonna always going to be fun. And I have fun with it, but it does juice the boy. It does juice you a little bit.
It's got to be more fun, right?
It's a little bit more fun.
You make a great catch, everybody goes nuts.
Yeah, it is fun out there when you get an opportunity to – because the other part of training camp, obviously, is that, but it's the monotony part of it. Because ain't nothing more boring. And I can tell you right now, that field up there is boring as hell when ain't nobody out there. You know what I mean? Like, it's where it is, where it's located and all those different things.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And for people that come all the way up there to see them anyway, it's a hump. You know, for them fans to make the time and the effort to drive all the way up to Flowery Branch to see their favorite team, it's always fun. But if I had a suggestion box, if I was a fan, I would have told Arthur Blake with all that money, put a canopy over the hill.
Okay,
put a canopy over that damn hill, boy. I know you'd be baking out there.
Yeah, get a little shade over there.
Yeah, man.
And maybe, I don't know, a canopy and maybe put some, like, fans up on
yeah,
that,
some.
You know?
You know what I mean? Just man, make it a little bit more comfortable.
They sell those big-ass fans
but that's
over
what I'm
there
saying.
At Home
you,
Depot.
You loyal if you're on that hill. You loyal if you're on that hill. All right? So, yeah, get you a little coverage over there.
Of the teams that you played for, which ones had practice facilities further away from, like, the stadium or the city than the Falcons? Because Flowery Branch is... I mean, it's nice. I get it. There's a lot of space out there, so you can build something like that.
But it's
but like that's a hump from the Mercedes-Benz.
The crazy thing was like probably St. Louis because we was practicing Earth City.
Okay,
but the drive feels like from Flowery to to Mercedes-Benz. But like in Miami, we had stands. We had stands for the fans to come to the game. St. Louis, we didn't have stands. They would stand by the fence, but I didn't want to go because it was across the street from a damn. Landfill.
Ooh.
That you were talking about summer. You want to talk about training camp?
And in Miami?
No, in St. Louis.
Oh.
Training camp, landfill.
Earth City,
heat.
Missouri, next to a landfill?
Yes, right across the street.
Boy, I wonder why they left.
Boy, it was rough. that was rough right there. And in St. Louis, in San Diego, there was nowhere for them to watch. But in San Diego, we had a lot more stadium practices.
Okay.
So fans could come and everything.
Got it.
But yeah, I mean, that's a hump. But that was always the thing, was like when I first kind of interacted with Falcon players. I didn't know where Swanee was and things like that until during a lockout where I was training at was a lot of the Falcon players also training up there. And they were like, I was like, how far are y'all from? Y'all stay all the way up here? They were like, yeah. It's like, damn, y'all stay out. They were like, dog, I practice right down the street.
Yeah.
I was like,
we're going there a lot more than
like,
we're going
damn.
To the stadium.
I was like, damn.
When I first started covering the Seahawks, they had their training camp at like a small college locally. And when the weather would be bad, they had like a blow up. Almost like a tent that you could blow up, and then they could practice inside of it when it was raining and stuff like that, or if it was too hot. It wasn't really an indoor facility,
but
it was like a big-ass blow-up tent thing that they could practice inside of, which was really
Nick Saban
awful.
Made them, because they were never going to put one out there. Because let's think about it. It's Miami, so it's mostly hot, right? Nick had a fit. They put the big bubble thing, big indoor facility, like – and he got hired, I think, in February by training camp. That thing was up. You know, so Nick was not playing about that.
Now the Seahawks have one of the most beautiful facilities I've ever seen in sports.
Yes.
I mean, it's a lot like Flowery Branch in terms of the size, and it's state of the art. Nice. It's right on the lake.
Yeah.
There's a dock. Like Jimmy, the tight end from the Saints.
Graham.
Jimmy Graham would fly an airplane into the thing and dock it. He had a seaplane.
He got one of them.
He had a seaplane.
Yeah,
a little putter jumper.
Yeah,
he would fly it to the facility.
Yeah, all that, dude. That's the thing about like being uncomfortable at training camp makes it's the best thing ever. Because I know, like, we were St. Louis. We practiced at Concordia University. And it was right on Lake Michigan, Andy.
Sounds nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. And then we came to the South to practice against Tennessee. Dropping like flies.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, dog.
I bet. Hey, all that to say, Falcons training camp is coming starting Thursday, continuing through August 13th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game brings you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with the morning shift, the steakhouse, and Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. When practice wraps up, join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
With Taj Mahooters.
Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't know why that tickles me every time you say it.
Me too. Sometimes you can hear someone internally laughing while they're reading something. Because it's true. That's why I like it. Because it's true. There's no party like a Hooters party. Summer League's over for the Hawks. Kobe Bufkin played good. Like to see that. Looks healthy.
Yes.
I mean, that was one of the question marks coming into it. We're not going to sit here and break down Summer League too much. But Kobe Bufkin averaged 19.5 points a game, played all the minutes he was asked to play, and looks good. So probably going to be the backup point guard unless something crazy happens and the year, unless you can find somebody. But I always thought maybe they could bring another veteran in, like a guard, to come off the bench. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they won't. Ace Newell looked good, too. Obviously, the draft pick out of Georgia. And I don't really know what his role is going to be in a healthy rotation. I don't know how many minutes he gets.
So he'll be at College Park.
Yeah, he'll probably spend some time at both, which is good. Get him a chance to play. And then Nikola Jurišić, the kid that they drafted in the second round last year that, you know, some of the European scouts and people that watch those guys play have raved about. He played pretty good, too. So, again, no clue what his role would be or what his long-term what their long-term plan is for a guy like that. But I don't know. Sounded like a pretty positive summer league all in all. They were undefeated, and then they finally lost the game to the Celtics in the finale. But I guess they didn't win by enough points to advance. Because that's how it is. Like, they went undefeated but somehow didn't make it to the next round in the summer league because they didn't have enough of a couple of the games went to overtime, I guess. They didn't win by enough of a margin, but nobody got hurt.
That's
and they all had fun in Vegas.
And I think the biggest takeaway is the Kobe Bufkin, because they didn't address the backup point guard situation. I don't think wanted to do it last year, injuries and everything like that. So for him to go and play the way he played, I think it gives them confidence until they don't have to have confidence. And what I mean by that is not going to get a veteran point guard. Because the Lakers, when I got Marcus Smart.
Saw that.
You know, and we just saw Chris Paul just signed with the Clippers. So I don't know who's out there as far as a veteran point guard type, player. I know that there's one guy that I would love to be here, but there's no way in hell that he's going to come to Atlanta. I mean, jobs are scarce now, Russ.
That's true.
They got some kind of.
They're drying up.
They got some kind of exception, right?
Where is he going to be? He's going to be a Clipper, right? Like, he would have to be.
No, why would he want to go back there?
I don't know. He's been everywhere. I always forget, like, there's so much player movement now and bad blood that I forget who doesn't like who. Mm-hmm. Does he not like? I guess he doesn't like them, right?
Who?
Russell doesn't like the Clippers.
I don't know. I know he don't like Lakers.
He doesn't like I know he doesn't like the Lakers.
He don't like OKC?
Yeah. Did it end bad there?
I don't know.
I think it did end okay there. They still love him.
Yeah.
Well, he's been everywhere.
Go to Miami.
Washington.
Play with Pat.
Miami could work.
Yeah, go play for Pat.
Sure. What did they do? They added somebody.
From the Clippers.
Yes, Norman Powell.
Norman Powell,
that's right. They made a trade and got Norman Powell.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know that that's going to fix it.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I don't know
Miami fixer. Because they said we can't run it back, right?
Pat Riley, and I love Pat. Pat has been waiting for the summer of 2028 since the summer of 2023. That's what I would say. Oh, Pat's loading up to get a max player this year.
What's the summer of 2020? Oh, okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay, got
but
it.
Yeah, so yeah. So Pat, no, I'm sorry. But summer 2020. Yeah. That's joking him.
So I guess at this point, yeah, that or Giannis.
Yeah,
he's going to try to make a run at Giannis.
Yeah. He's been trying to make runs for the big man. He did get Jimmy.
He did?
He did get Jimmy.
And it worked out great.
And it worked out really good.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't win a championship, but they came as close as you can.
It did. It worked out well. So that's, Pat's still, loading up for some max guy who nobody knows.
I'll be honest. I could still see, if Giannis is going to play another year in Milwaukee and then after that, maybe he goes someplace else. I could see Giannis in Miami.
I could too.
I could see the last five or so years of Giannis in Miami.
Fit.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he's hard nosed like the Heat want to be. He don't complain about a lot. So yeah, I think I could see that happening.
Yeah, I could see that too. Kind of thought Damian Lillard might make his way down there because that's where he wanted to be, right? If he was going to leave Portland, he wanted to be in Miami. They traded him to Milwaukee. Obviously, it didn't work out. He gets hurt. They buy him out. He goes back to Portland.
Yeah,
it official.
Saw the video, him going back into the facility, him and his babies, and sitting down, signing the contract. And we know that he's not going to play this year.
No.
And so, just sit back and rehab and enjoy being around your family. Because, that was one of the things that people talked about, him being away from his family, about being in Milwaukee and stuff like that. So you get a chance to, get some time back and all those different things. But, he's not going to play.
I hope that in the year that he doesn't play, they can develop the young guys that they have on the roster. And then when he's healthy in 2027, I guess it would be, right?
26.
Then maybe he's got another year or two of good basketball in him.
Yeah.
And maybe they can make something happen in Portland.
It would be really cool if he could
go back there. Yeah, exactly.
Because
that's what I mean.
And
then we can forget the Milwaukee thing happened. It didn't go good, whatever. The money's fine. Probably doesn't have to forget the money.
Yeah.
But goes back to Portland and maybe caps it off. Championship seems unlikely. It's so hard to win a championship, but maybe another great memory or two in Portland for the end of his career. That'd be pretty cool.
Got a good coach out there.
Chauncey.
I think Chauncey's a good coach. I do. I think Chauncey.
I like Chauncey Phillips.
I think they saw the growth as far as where that roster is. They're just so damn young.
So young.
So damn young.
Yeah.
They're so damn young.
It's a weird, really weird team. Really weird. And then they traded up and got the Chinese big man who blew everybody away in summer league, I guess. Chinese Jokic.
Can he play?
Yeah, okay. That's what they say. Right. Chinese Jokic.
Don't put joke on that.
Man. I don't know.
Chinese Jokic, like he got horses in him?
No, nah, he's big and slow and makes layups. Pass is good. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cognac.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Back page with Bo. A couple minutes away from right now, we'll get back into the big story of the day from the weekend, which really was Ronald Acuña is just insane. Like, watching Ronald Acuña play baseball is a treat, even though the team's not very good. So we'll get back to that top of the 1 o'clock hour and then back into some NFL as training camp gets underway this week, coming up at 1:20.
Yeah, so you remember we were talking about the Lakers and, you know, basically it's basically Luka's team now. See, yeah. He reached out to Marcus Smart.
Oh, okay.
And is trying to make it clear that he wants him to be a part of the team going further.
The future of the Lakers. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, because I was curious, because, you know, the press conference, did LeBron text you? No. Luka did.
Oh, did they ask him about that?
They have not, but that probably will be in the car sooner rather than later. But I didn't realize how, like, Marcus, like, he has been around for a long time, but, you know, 31 years old. That's it. 31 years old.
Played a lot of big games.
Yeah, he did, dude.
A lot of big games.
And he still has that pit bull mentality.
He's just been hurt.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
I honestly thought when Memphis picked him up, I thought that was going to be a good addition to that team. He just didn't play very much because he was so banged up, and then he got traded to Washington, he got bought out, which obviously there's no reason that he would want to be there.
No.
And then so now he's a Laker. I it's so weird what their offseason has been. Like the mystery surrounding LeBron in general, obviously is the most interesting thing. But, you know, DeAndre Ayton and Marcus Smart, I don't think it's really changing a ton of people's opinion on the future of a basketball team.
No.
They're all right. They're pieces they needed.
But exactly. That's why I always view it as, you know, it still comes down to what 77 does.
Yeah. If Luka's healthy and playing at his best, they're probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, I think that's the ultimate deciding factor because I know, I think 2 weeks, that the extension is going to be there for him.
Oh, right.
Hey, Luka, will you please sign this?
Well, the rumor is he's been working out real hard.
Good for him.
Supposed to have been in the best shape of his life.
What is he doing? Being a basketball player.
Oh, is he exercising?
A professional athlete. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I'm not going to do is give a professional athlete credit for exercising.
Never in a life.
Oh, did you stop eating terrible and drinking all the time?
They're getting They're getting in doing what they're supposed to do for their job.
The other thing is, and I know Luka dealt with injuries last year. I don't know if it was because of the, you know, because of the off the court diet or whatever. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. 2 years ago, everyone couldn't stop talking about how fat he was. They went to the NBA Finals.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And maybe you can do that when you're 25 and it starts to catch up with you later in your 20s. I don't know. But, if he decides to get a dietitian, drop some weight, and be in better shape, good. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's your damn job.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all right. He's working out. Like, just come on.
It always happens early in the career, whether it's NFL guys, NBA guys. It's like, you'll come in, you're like 22, 23, and then it's like, all I ate was McDonald's and like, you know, now and laters. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I stopped feeling good. And now I'm eating I'm eating spinach and good meat and I feel better.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, I still wasn't a big fast food eater when I was a young player. But I eat fried foods and all that other stuff. I just, you know, it was just metabolism, you know. And then,
it's amazing the things you can get away with when you're 22.
Exactly. When you're 32, you better not be pulling up eating that crap. But, it's always a balance of what you need to do. But, the bragging of I go to McDonald's every day and eat, good for you. Good for your ass.
Don't do that forever.
Yeah.
Because if you do, eventually you're going to look like it.
You're going to look like it. It's going to catch up on you.
Well, it's like DK Metcalf. I remember people were so fired up because like all he ate was he would like drink a cup of coffee and eat like a bag of Sour Patch Kids or something.
Which is not true.
It's like also, even if it is, it's not good.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm saying
because then people are like, it justifies other people's bad eating.
There's no way that he could eat candy.
I remember how fired up my brother was. He was like, great, me and DK Metcalf have the same diet. I was like, well, you're 34.
Well,
you're not a professional athlete.
Well,
I don't think your body's going to burn it off like his does.
It's a big difference in that. But yeah, dude, I was like, whatever. You're not sitting and eat candy as a meal. Come on, man. Come on, you got it. Well, the NFL does have a hell of a dental plan. It does, but still. Candy all day and coffee? There's no freaking way.
Yeah, he's going to probably run out of steam.
No freaking way.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Sorry to jump the gun a little bit, but I was wanting to talk about Ronald Acuna Jr.'s absolute missile right now and not in the next segment.
Oh, that's fine.
In the past 5 years, there have been 3,168 outfield assists. Can you take a wild guess as to how many have traveled over 300 feet in the air?
One. That would be
and
my
you
guess.
You saw it Friday night. This cannot be understated how magnificent of a play that this was. Over the shoulder, without really a step. He really just turned, threw it flat-footed, an absolute dime. And kudos to Nacho for absolutely just selling this play.
Great baseball play by Nacho.
And slide, maybe. Because even if he doesn't think that there's going to be a throw, if you slide, you're safe.
What was the damn third base coach doing?
Right.
Exactly. It's more on him.
What was he doing?
They got two Yasa Sopo
over
there?
Picking his nose or something? Oh, come on now.
what was he doing?
How many, and maybe you don't know this, how many outfield assists ever have traveled 300 feet in the air?
It has not happened since 2021, so there
and
has
I guess they
happened.
They didn't used to track stuff like that, probably.
And, you know, like you see a lot of these catches, or a lot of these throws in the lore of baseball.
Yeah.
Like you had Vlad Guerrero had one.
Yep.
Wasn't as long. You had Ichiro had one. Ichiro's was from short right field, though, and it actually hopped, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think it did, but it was short right field, and also that was like first or second month Ichiro.
Yeah.
So
and nobody knew he could do that.
Laser beam. Now, his was a literal rope.
It was insane.
But it was not from the freaking corner.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
301, that's just when
nuts. And the base runner, I think it was Terrence Long, who was really fast. So that made it cool, too. But there wasn't the element of surprise like the Acuna one.
Right.
Like, everybody was like, well, obviously the guy's just going to tag up and go from second to third. Acuna's not even trying to get the ball back into the infield. But he was.
Just
nuts.
Anytime you're getting compared to Roberto Clemente,
yeah.
Vlad Sr., like Bo Jackson had a great one back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's on that list now. Like, that's insane.
I don't know if I could make that throw if I tried from 100 feet. Just to right into glove. I could get it that far, but
just the accuracy of it.
Like, yeah. Nacho didn't have to move his glove, baby.
Didn't have to move his glove.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So, from Ronald Acuna Jr. to another guy that I'm not even 100% sure is in the league anymore, D. Gordon. Hadn't heard from him. He hadn't officially retired, I don't think.
So, D. Strange Gordon?
D. Strange. He just changed his name to that, right?
He changed his name to Strange?
We added it.
Oh, I thought he just changed his name to Strange. Stranger? Strange?
I don't know. I think it was, shout out to one of his parents. I think his mom.
So
anyway,
whatever.
Doesn't matter.
D. was on the Dugout Forever podcast recently and has a conspiracy theory. Now, he may be telling the truth. Who knows? If he is, it's kind of wild about the 2015 season.
I got suspended in 16 for steroids. It looked like I took steroids.
Well, ain't no way.
Okay.
Right. I'm about to say, ain't
165.
Ain't no way. He said 165.
Let me tell y'all, I ain't going to say no name or nothing, but let me just put it like
this. I'll say the name.
2015, they told my little black ass, don't win that batting championship. And I said, y'all got me
damn. So you went out there and said, fuck it, I'm gonna go get this little championship, this trophy.
And they said, don't do it.
Was it like a money thing for them?
Nah, it was a guy. I ain't gonna say his name. He would have won Triple Crown if I let him win the batting title. The last day of the season, I beat him for the batting title.
Cabrera, right?
I went
right?
3-for-4 with a home run.
Can't say it.
It was Bryce.
Oh
Bryce okay.
Harper?
So, D. Gordon alleges that MLB said, let Bryce Harper win the Triple Crown. Or we're going to peg you for a steroid.
Really?
Failing a drug test the next season?
That's
now, he probably
awesome.
Had some kind of substance in his body that he probably shouldn't have.
I didn't know D. Gordon sounded like that.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
So
where's he from?
So he did win it.
He did win it, yeah.
Okay. D. Gordon won the batting title. Bryce would have won the Triple Crown had D. Gordon not won the batting title.
But because he won it, they got him for steroids or no?
No, he was suspended in 2016.
Okay, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So because
he's saying
he did
that
it,
suspension was
they
because
popped him.
He didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did he have to vacate it and go back to Bryce?
No.
No, it was a 2016 season.
You know how they take everything away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't think he's
asterisk or whatever.
Or something like that.
Man, he had a great year in 2015.
He did. All 175 pounds of him.
58 stolen bases, 205 hits, led the league. Obviously had the best batting average as well. All-star. Nicely done. Must have been juiced out of his mind.
I'm talking about just.
It was 175 pounds, but it was 0% body fat.
And then the next year, he only played half the games, obviously. He had, 14 RBIs, 30 stolen bases, bat 268.
Dang. This is after he got popped, right?
That's the year he got popped.
It's funny how that happened.
Yeah.
Funny how that happened.
I don't know.
But then the next year he was back. He batted 308 and stole 60 bases. So he was right back
Maybe
at
D
it.
Maybe D had the same hairstyles as Fernando Tatis.
That's a wild story.
It is a wild story. But, I mean, why now? Why make that up on a podcast? I mean,
you know what it is now, Bo. It's all – everything's being leaked on these podcasts, man.
Yeah, everybody's got to go on a podcast
to say something.
Everybody
get his damn podcast. I got to say,
who is it that makes that – if he's telling the truth, who is it? Is it, you know, like, Manfred that's like calls him directly? Like, hey,
why would Manfred be mad?
Well, why would you do that? Just so you could have a Triple Crown winner because that's better for the game? Or you think it's just because
– Yeah, and Bryce, too. You know, that's like early kind of –
Superstar, yeah.
Early Bryce wanting to pump up his star power and all that kind of stuff.
It's kind of crazy.
Although, like, there's been Triple Crown winners. Didn't Miggy won it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. No one really cares.
Yeah,
it's cool that he did it.
It's a cool feat,
yeah.
And we just kind of move on from it.
Right.
Yeah. Bryce Harper winning the Triple Crown wasn't going to, like, make baseball more
it's
popular.
It's pretty cool that he's that damn good that he could have won it, though.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. And that was young Bryce, too.
So, y'all remember the Kelsey's cereal mix by General Mills?
Uh-uh.
So it was a mix of – this is all in one box. They put the Kelsey's on the cover of it. This is a mix of Cheerios, Reese's Puffs, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, all in one box.
Okay.
Never tried it. I'm a huge cereal fan. This is a little bit too much for me. But General Mills is trying to tackle, quite literally, the football market again. There is now a Jetta's mix. Justin Jefferson has his own General Mills cereal mix. Check this out. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Got to be the base.
Plus strawberry and frosted lemon Cheerios.
Ooh, that's a lot
of flavors. I didn't even know that there's a frosted lemon Cheerio.
There is a frosted? Oh, no, I never heard that.
I've seen strawberry. I've tasted them. They're actually not bad.
Strawberry Cheerios?
Yeah. There's blueberry, too. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Really?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, strawberry, and frosted lemon Cheerios. Go get your Jay Jetta's General Mills mix
now. And they are, like, on shelves?
Oh, yeah. They're also, General Mills is also putting out some limited edition cereal boxes. Check this out, featuring Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
All right.
So Ja'Marr Chase is going to be on the box of Lucky Charms, as you can find at your local Kroger right now, dressed in a full green football uniform, looking like a leprechaun.
Like a leprechaun, okay.
All right. Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to be on a box of Cheerios on the upside-down touchdown celebration where he stood on his head.
Yeah.
In a honeycomb football outfit. And then Justin Jefferson is going to be on the box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, as well as his box of Jetta's mix.
If you were going to combine cereals to make your ideal cereal mix, what would be in it?
Oh, man. Last bowl of cereal I had, probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because that's all my kids love it. So, only cereal, I mean, I don't know if it'd be good, but you know, the Honey Smacks?
Yeah, I remember Smacks.
The cheap Smacks. The Smacks that's in the bag.
Uh-huh. Not the one with the frog.
Yeah, not
it.
The one with the frog. The one that's in the bag.
Yeah. They taste the same.
No, they don't.
You don't?
Them cheap ones be slapping.
Oh,
dude.
The cheap ones are better.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
If you ever had them damn.
Now, I never heard anyone make that claim.
Boy.
We always lied and said they all taste the same.
No, dog.
So your claim is the cheap ones taste better. The Malt-O-Meal.
Them plastic bag Smacks be slapping.
It's like a pillowcase full of cereal. There's no way you can eat that much cereal before they get
on it.
Stale.
You put a pillowcase on it, how big the damn bag was.
So I actually do this pretty often. So I'm a huge cereal fan. I'll usually find myself at midnight eating cereal just because I think that's something
I love a late-night bowl of cereal. I really love
it. So if I'm transitioning from one cereal to the next and there's just a little bit, not enough for a whole bowl, I'll mix it with whatever the next box of cereal is going to be. So
okay.
I do that quite pretty often. It's a lot of fun. Very good.
It does sound really fun.
So here's something you may have missed over the weekend, the WNBA All-Star Game. The best part about this entire All-Star Game is L. Duncan.
Oh, God, this is so damn funny.
Describe season 1 and the final score.
Well, again, we hope it gets a little bit more competitive because, like a girl's trip to Cancun right now, there's no game. It's a 22-point game for Team Collier. That's a walk-off.
Dude, I heard that yesterday. I was like, oh, this is freaking awesome.
Competitive because like a girl trip to Cancun right now, there's no D.
Oh, God.
Good job,
L. I saw that clip yesterday. I was like, that is freaking awesome. So awesome.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she said that.
That was so funny.
Girl trip to Cancun right now, there's no D.
Oh, God. That was
That's so like funny. Something we would say.
Yeah, no, that was so damn funny.
100% approval by the Midday Show.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I wonder, are they going to get mad at her for that on ESPN? I hope not.
Oh, no. D is in defense is what she's talking.
Of course.
Yeah. There's no defense on a girl's trip to Cancun either. They don't play defense there.
Only offense. A lot of scoring. Easy buckets. Good for
her. All-star games.
Just like an all-star game. Good for her. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Back into some Falcons and just general training camp conversation coming up at 1:20. And, of course, an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic at 1:40. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.